Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. Solidarity with Cuba must continue until the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States is lifted, the first vice president of the European Left Party, Maite Mola, told Prensa Latina. In the context of the Fête de l'Humanité, which was held during the weekend in the outskirts of Paris, the Spanish member of the European Parliament showed her support for the initiative made by several European associations to activate a platform to promote joint actions of solidarity and collaboration with Cuba. To Mola, such an initiative, announced by movements and associations of solidarity with Cuba, is very important because it addresses concrete proposals ranging from media to economic development in local projects. And, as it was said in the debate, it should be helpful to move from words to action, she assured. The Vietnamese Deputy Minister of Natural Resources and Environment, Le Cong Tan, on Sunday praised vast potential for collaboration between Vietnam and Cuba in different sectors, including hydrometeorology and waste treatment. After paying a working visit to Cuba, Cong Tan considered it necessary to update collaboration plans and adapt them to the new situation created by the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as to strengthen exchanges between the Vietnamese portfolio and the Cuban Ministry of Science, Technology, and Environment, SITMA. According to the VNA news agency, Cong Tan suggested SITMA to support the implementation of the cooperation program between the Institute of Water Resources Sciences of the Vietnamese Ministry of Natural Resources and Environment and the Cuban National Institute of Water Resources. European cooperation associations and political personalities agreed at the Fête de l'Humanité to activate a platform to promote joint actions of solidarity and collaboration with Cuba in the face of the United States blockade. Representatives from Spain, France, and Italy and the European level supported the final declaration of the forum convened by the Cuba Cooperation France Cuba Coop Association. The text calls for raising the accompaniment of Cuba to a higher level in the form of a strategic alliance against the economic, commercial, and financial blockade. Regarding the blockade that Washington has imposed on Cuba for more than 60 years, participants demanded that the European Union make all possible decisions to end this hostile policy. The European Union must truly defend European companies and banks from U.S. extraterritorial sanctions, they stressed. The signatories also agreed to promote foreign investment in Cuba and stimulate trade relations with the blockaded island through common projects. Representative of Palestinian Islamic Jihad in Lebanon, Ihsan Ataya, during the weekend ratified support for and solidarity with Cuba amid the tightening of the United States blockade. During a meeting with Cuban ambassador to Beirut, Jorge León, the member of the Palestinian movement condemned the U.S. policy on Cuba and reiterated the movement's accompaniment in the struggle to demand its end after more than six decades of damage. The Cuban diplomat confirmed his government's support for the Palestinian cause to have an independent and sovereign state. At the same time, León rejected Israel's recent military aggression against the Gaza Strip, which caused dozens of deaths and injuries. Hungary donated rapid antigen tests and 15 MP80 docking stations for infusion pumps to Cuba in order to support the fight against COVID-19 in the country. First Deputy Foreign Trade and Foreign Investment Minister Ana Teresita González stressed that the donation constitutes a selfless gesture of solidarity from a friendly nation, and it will be an important contribution to Cuba's healthcare system. Hungarian Ambassador to Cuba, Balázs Hinz, pointed out that the donation comes through Hungary Helps, a specialized department of his country's foreign ministry that supports regions affected by natural or other disasters. Cuban Foreign Ministry Deputy said in that over the last 2 years, Cuba has received donations like the one from Hungary and, in expression of the humanist and internationalist vocation of the Cuban Revolution, its specialists and healthcare personnel have fought the disease in more than 40 solidarity and collaboration. The Cuban Foreign Ministry Deputy Minister said in that over the last 2 years, Cuba has received donations like the one from Hungary and in expression of the humanist and internationalist vocation of the Cuban Revolution, its specialists and healthcare personnel have fought the disease in more than 40 countries. Solidarity and collaboration are essential to fight COVID-19. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio. Looking forward to meeting again next Monday.